Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everybody, I'm Jax. No, that's not how it starts. Bad job. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm Mia Marchant.
Today's topic is piercings in the tongue and elsewhere.
Ah, tongue okay. And elsewhere.
I loved, Mia, you had such a good shocked and like pleasantly surprised expression. Like,
well, see, oh. I'm excited because I recently got my ears pierced for the first time.
Oh,
exciting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, show
so
us.
I've got,
Oh, that looks
oh my
dope.
God, so pretty.
I've got some little diamond studs in there right now, but I went to Target and I got one of those like variety packs where you get like 16 earrings for like $6 or something. I'm like, these will definitely so give good. Me some sort of a horrible disease. But they're very cute.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm scared to get anything pierced. Like, I like the idea of it, but I'm a coward at heart, you know?
What do you want to get pierced, Jackson?
I don't know. Tongue? Nipples?
Okay, that's an interesting place to start.
Nipples I can imagine you having pierced. I reckon that would suit you, Jack. Don't be a fucking coward. Yeah. Get your nipples pierced. Me and Mia and the entire audience listening to this episode agree.
Should I get my innie nipple pierced or my outie nipple pierced?
Your outie nipple. They can't pierce an innie nipple.
I think that you need to get both of your nipples pierced and a tattoo on the same day. I mean, honestly, just go for it, you know? Just like stop being a coward, take some like Xanax or something. What is the anxiety medication? Is that one of them? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
I get my outie nipple pierced, my innie nipple pierced, and then I get tattooed over the outie nipple outie and over the innie nipple innie.
Beautiful.
So people know.
Or what about Jackson? Great idea for a tattoo. So get your innie and outie pierced. That's the same. Mm. My plan for you in that situation, exactly
that
the same.
That remains the same.
But right. Instead, above your outie nipple, get an arrow pointing to your innie nipple, and it says, I'm with innie, and then underneath your innie nipple, have an arrow pointing to the other one, and it says, I'm with outie.
That's good. Mm. May I suggest an alternative?
Yes.
Okay, so my outie nipple, I get outie tattooed over the top, but I get the car Audi, A-U-D-I.
Yes.
Okay, and then the innie, I get innie, but I put an M in the front, so it says mini, and then underneath my breast, I say mouse. So it says Audi the car and Minnie Mouse. And then I go to Disney and the Audi brand, and I say, hey, I'm already advertising you. How about you throw some money my way? $100, maybe $100 a month. That's all I need. Uh-huh. And then I walk around shirtless forever advertising both Minnie Mouse and the Audi car.
Wait a minute. $100 is all you need for what? $100 a month that'll pays for what, Jackson?
Mia, to get it done. Know. That's all you need to know. $100 a month will get it done.
It sorts it out.
$100 a month solves that problem.
Imagine if Jackson was a spokesperson for Disney and like every single time that he tweeted, they're like, nope, take it down. And he's like, I guess, why haven't you fired me yet? I'm fucking so insane.
Imagine I have Minnie Mouse tattooed over one of my tits and then Disney are so pleased about it, they make it their Twitter header.
The profile picture is like just your nipple.
Yeah. Well, my nipple, but not even like it's too zoomed in. Maybe my nipple piercing on my Minnie Mouse nipple will be like a big Minnie Mouse, and the Audi one can be a little Audi car.
Yeah,
that'll pop my Audi to an innie to an Audi. So
yeah. when they tattoo it, they push so hard on your breast that the nipple pops out. That's how it
works.
Pops
back out again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So am I to understand that you have one innie nipple and one outie?
Correct.
I've been listening to this podcast for like 7 or 8 years, I think, and I've never heard this before.
Yeah, it happened one day. I wasn't always like this. It happened. One day, I was waiting in line with Zoe somewhere, and I was like, hey, one of my nipples went inside out last night. And she was like, you should see a doctor. And I never have. But I'm alive still. So,
okay.
So point one to Jackson, no points to Zoe, and no points to doctors / science.
Absolutely.
I will say this, Jackson, if you do end up going to get anything pierced that you're afraid to get pierced, when I got my ears pierced, I used like a numbing cream that I got before, and I think that it's like an illicit controlled substance. I don't know. They had it at my laser hair removal place. And so I was just like, I know I'm going to get my ears pierced after this. So I just like rubbed a little bit on there. So my ears were all numbed up, and I was like, hey, that didn't even hurt at all. And the next day they were pretty sore. So you know, if you're gonna go get like your dick pierced or whatever, just like put some
numb up my dick.
Nummy dick, yeah. Get it up.
Numb my dick up, numb my nipples up, go in, be like, can you get Warner Brothers tattooed on my dick? So I can advertise. Sorry, not Warner
wait
Brothers.
Wait a minute,
Transformers.
I was about to say that the actual Warner Brothers, like you bring like a picture, like put these men on my penis.
Who are these? These are the Warner Brothers. From
ever heard of them? Wacko, Yakko, Dot.
Chuck them on there. This is another $100 a month to take care of it.
That's all
We're
I need.
$300. That's all I need.
That just sorts it out for me.
Don't you worry.
It's my problem, not yours.
Sir. Okay. And then they tattoo.
The numbing cream you're talking about, Mia, they put it on you when you get a tattoo as well. So I guess it's not illegal.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I don't think it's illegal. I just think that it's a controlled substance because when I go to the laser hair removal place, they sell me like a little tiny like container of it. And then like they carry it back with me. I put it on my face so that they can zap me with lasers. And at the end, like I'm like, okay, like they take me up to the front desk and they're like, I'll take that. I'll carry that to the front desk for you. Cause like they don't want me to be all sneaky and pocketed, I guess. I'm like,
what can you do illicitly with numbing cream?
Well, yeah,
numb everyone.
I'm like,
use it as a weapon.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I paid $18 for a tube, like, really tiny, like, a little bit bigger than a quarter and, like, kind of tall. It lasts 3 sessions. I'm like, what am I going to... I'm going to pay $18 and not use that to get my face lasered? What are you talking about?
Here's the illicit things I think you could do with numbing cream. Hit so far, it. I can think of two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, step one, numbing cream... Crime one is you numb up your fists so that you can punch harder because you're not afraid of the pain you're going
to
feel.
I was about to say, you put it in a tea and you drink it, you're invincible, invulnerable, impervious
absolutely.
To pain.
At the very least, numb to pain.
Yes.
Because my other one of thinking is you cover your whole body in it and then you can slip through little cracks because you're too numb to the pain of contorting your body to get through the cracks to rob banks or whatever.
The worst thing about the numbing cream is when you put it on your face and then like your face is very numb for a few hours and then as your face becomes unnumb and you start to feel like if you're outside you get like the cold prickles on your face and you're like, is this what the world feels like? What's happening? Is this the numbing cream is hurting
I've been
me?
Protected against the world before. If you had to tattoo on your body, and it has to be somewhere visible, and that could be your stomach, but you just have to always have your stomach visible for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
A brand.
Yeah.
What brand would you pick, and how much money would you want for it?
Any brand, or a brand that seems like it's already attached to you.
Well, any brand.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Your choice.
I'm gonna pick...
Your delight.
Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Where's the tattoo going? Might I suggest palms? So you can be like, hey kids, smoke up, and show them both your palms.
Yeah, you like hold it out to somebody who asks you like you got a smoke, you like hold it out and they try and grab it and it doesn't come off and you're like, gotcha. No, really, here's some cigarettes. I got some in my pockets.
Yeah, so one
it's
palm
like a
don't worry,
cartoon.
Kids, I'm giving you cigarettes.
One palm's gonna say smoke Lucky Strikes, and the other palm's gonna say, you stupid kid.
That's great as well. If you have the cigarette pack over the tattoo, so that when the kid picks it up, the message is there.
Yeah,
that's good.
Or I can use
hey,
it
kid,
as
take some cigarettes. Yeah.
Or it's a threat and it's like, take some cigarettes, you stupid kid. Now you're smoking, you're cool again.
That's true.
It's also good because I'm not a smoker, so I feel like that...
you're employed by Lucky Strike, though.
Hey, I'm just good at my job.
Yeah, you're just a good salesperson. Mm. You know, whatever. Could we somehow make it so that when you slap the kid, the tattoo is transferred from your hand to the kid's cheek?
Wait, like permanently or like they can wash it off? Like now they have like a cheek tattoo that's sort of like a smudged...
Well, if we want it to be good branding... Uh-huh. Then you want it to be permanent, because then the kid is advertising Lucky Strikes to other kids. But if we don't want to get sued, it needs to be temporary so the kid can wash it off.
I think that this was like a Punisher arc from the Punisher comics, where he had like a ring that was a skull where he punched people and it left like an embedded skull in their face.
Yeah, or the Batarang in Batman v Superman.
That's right, yeah. Brand. Scolds people with it. I think that if I were to get a brand tattooed onto my body... Lucky Charms, maybe, because you could kind of just like pretend like it's whimsical and not a cereal. Like people could
see
it.
Where would you have it?
Like a sleeve, like a sleeve of Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Lucky Charms sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. And then like that as I roll up my tattoo, like my arm sleeve, like people could see it and they'd be like, oh, cool, like a rainbow. And then you keep going and they're like, oh, a star too? And oh, you've got like a balloon. Like the Lucky Charms maybe marshmallows are truly strange.
As you roll it up, maybe like it's a rainbow, and then at the end of the rainbow is the Lucky Charms leprechaun saying like they're after my Lucky Charms, and you're like, oh, and they're like, oh, rainbow, cool.
He has a thought bubble.
Yeah. They're after my Lucky Charms, and you say that, and they're so like entranced by your arm that you bring your other arm around the other side with a box of Lucky Charms cereal that they can then have.
That's true. I think the issue that I would run into with the Lucky Charms tattoo is that eventually you would have to have the oats tattooed too, and they don't look quite as appealing as like the rainbow and the shooting star and the hourglass. I'm looking at the Lucky Charms. I'm kind of confused what this is. Maybe it's a clover.
Let me have a look at them Lucky Charms charms.
Yeah, so it's worth pointing out, we don't have Lucky Charms in Australia. We also don't have Lucky Strike cigarettes, so kids will be like, I can't buy them. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking stupid kid.
I'm trying to smoke them. Yeah. Try harder.
The Lucky Charms marshmallows. Sorry, there's a rainbow, a horseshoe, a balloon, a shooting star, a clover.
The moon does not look like a moon. It's very good. Hey, if you guys, so the two of you have to advertise, like, Mia, you're going around and giving people cereal. Dusha, you're slapping kids so they smoke cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Does that mean I need to drive up in an Audi, nipple out, and be like, get in the car? And they're like, why? And then I point to my nipple and I'm like, Audi. Does Audi have a slogan?
Well,
Audi.
Wait, I assumed that you had to do both of them at the same time. So like, you'd be like, get in the car. And they'd be like, why? You'd be like, you'll see. And then they get in the car and Minnie Mouse is in there. And she's like, what's up?
Yeah, or I'm like, get in the car. And they're like, why? And I swivel around with my other nipple tattoo. And I'm like, we're going to Disneyland. And then I drive from there. Kick him out of Disneyland.
You're only getting paid $100 a month to do this. This is so much money in gas. Driving them, wait, Disneyland, Australia, question mark?
No, I'll have to move to the States for this.
Yeah,
to
of
work.
Course.
Or France.
Maybe I also have to move to the States for my Lucky Strikes to...
That's true.
I have to move to Ireland.
Like, we don't... We
ew.
Don't, just because we're...
I'm looking for Lucky Charms marshmallows right now, and there's a hot cocoa mix with Lucky Charms marshmallows in it. That's not okay.
American food is so wild to me.
Yeah, well, Lucky Charms is just like the most sweet we have in Australia. We have like two sweet cereals. We have, well, three. Cocoa Pops, Fruit Loops, Crispix. And Crispix barely counts.
We've also got Frosties. Frosties.
Oh, yeah. You guys
Frosties
have Frosted
are good.
Flakes, don't you? Or do you just recognize?
Frosties.
Okay.
They're called Frosties. We recognize. I mean, yeah, we recognize. We pay respects.
You guys recognize the authority of Tony the Tiger. There's not really a way to make that longer. Anthony T. Tiger.
Yeah.
Anthony Tawilliger Tiger.
Because a lot of American brands that we don't get are in pop culture, we understand the references.
All media. Mm. Yeah, that's right. I heard somebody one time talking about coming to the US for the first time, and they were like, oh, Taco Bell is, like, real? Like, I thought that was just, like, a joke.
We have one in Australia, and one in Melbourne, and it opened at the very end of last year, and everyone lost their minds.
Yeah.
And it's on our, fancy street.
Yeah. We're like, oh my God. I remember when one opened, yeah, on a street. It's kind of nearish to me. And like, it's always full. And I'm like, I just don't think it would be if it was in the US. I'm trying to find Australian TV mascots. We have the roof seal. He's yes. pretty cool.
1-800-36-707-0.
Roof. He says that because he's the roof seal.
Yeah, also because he's a seal. And it's like a...
Yeah, it's a whole,
what about the Loopmobile kid?
Loopmobile will come to you. That's 13-13-32. Yeah, he's like a mascot. Yeah. What's the Loopmobile kid doing now?
The roof seal looks kind of fucked up. Yeah. Let's be real here. That seal looks... He's doing something he shouldn't be doing.
While you're looking at that, Mia, and the audience, who presumably is Googling along with Mia.
I hope they do.
So you've looked at the roof seal. Now Google Loopmobile kid.
Yeah.
He's like our Milky Bar kid.
Except he, instead of advertising a delicious snack, is advertising a mobile.
Wait a minute.
That comes around and delivers.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I looked up Loopmobile kid and all of the Google images are about how he was missing and has now
what?
Been found.
Yeah,
look him up.
He went missing. Oh my God.
What the fuck? The Loopmobile kid went missing?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, there's a whole thing about it, and he got found. Here's a picture of his Tinder.
Oh, no.
Well, he's 24. Whoa. Yeah, it's his Tinder starts, yeah, it's me, the Loopmobile kid.
Whoa. What happened man. To
him? He looks kind of cool now.
Yeah, he looks pretty badass. He's got a hard edge to him.
In his defense, he looked pretty cool in the Loopmobile ad, too. It's funny because he kind of fits the like what the Melbourne music scene looks like now, but he did in the 90s Loopmobile ad. Everyone wears flannel and has a mullet.
I love he's trying to like leave his Loopmobile past behind. And some people are like, do you hate it when people ask you to repeat your famous line? And he's like, well, it's one of those things I really don't want to do. A 30-year-old man saying it doesn't do the same as a 5-year-old. Embrace
Wait,
it.
What was his iconic line?
Loopmobile will come to you. That's 15, 30, 32. Because he doesn't say 30. He's got a lisp.
Okay, it seems like it's not the most effective marketing if you can't remember the number and you remember everything else, but okay.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Also, Shut Up a Sackin' is fine as rice, but did you know we produce a whole dirty, stinking mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for a podcast where three boys with bad IQs yell at each other about pop culture and Mario and Stuart Little and whatever other inane thing they can think of. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star, our comedy pop culture podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Oh, and hey, here's some more Loopmobile Kid facts.
Yeah, and just to make it clear, it's Loopmobile as in L-U-B-E. Like,
yeah,
as in,
yeah,
it is,
right.
Lubricant.
Right.
It is.
And this is the piercings episode of Shut Up a Second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Tell me about this Loop Kid.
Okay. The one we see in the take, in the Lubemobile ad take,
yep,
was meant to be an audition, and he didn't get paid for it.
Whoa, what the fuck? Lubemobile are dogs.
Yeah, Lubemobile dogged your boy. They dogged your boy.
Everyone needs
Lubemobile
to call 133032 and demand that Lubemobile kid gets paid.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Lubemobile kid. I hear you didn't pay this son of a bitch any money, and that's just not on.
Yeah, shut up a second. It's a podcast. What's a podcast? Well, it's kind of okay, like radio, but bad.
Hang on, give me one second. The link.
Are you trying to find the song?
No, something else is happening. I'm just quickly calling Lubemobile.
Thank you for calling Lubemobile, the mobile mechanics. You've called outside our normal operating hours.
We're under quarantine.
If you're calling to make a booking, you can now make live bookings.
I want the Lubemobile
paid
to get.
Go to lubemobile.com.au.
All right, so that's the new website, I guess, lubemobile.com.au, but their number is still active. So if you want justice for the Lubemobile kid.
Yeah, give him a buzz. You're not doing anything else. It's quarantine time. We might as well get this kid some justice.
They're probably not open.
Awesome, check him out on Tinder. He's out there. He's 24. Yeah. He seems like a nice young man. He's self-aware.
Yeah, and when...
He doesn't want to say the phone number.
Yeah, be like, hey, shut up a second, send me here. They're worried about you. They want you to get your Lubemobile money. I wonder how much. Let's see if we can find out how much money he is owed by Lubemobile. So, children's TV ads, wages, 90s. Surely we can find this out.
Lubemobile is the funniest. Like, it's the funniest name and combination of what it actually looks like in the world. I wonder if the lady in the Lubemobile ad got paid. The one that pretends to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah. Good question. I don't know.
And there's another guy.
Sorry, as I'm looking up and researching about this kid, Scott revealed some shocking details about the ad, including that he faked his lisp.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not how he speaks. It's crazy. I'm trying to find out how much you're likely to get paid. Actually, I think it's in the thousands. I'm fairly sure it's in the thousands for an ad like this. Residuals as well. Hashtag justice for the Lubemobile kid. You know?
Also, there's a follow-up Lubemobile ad where they don't have an iconic line, so they sing a song called Luby Luby, which is presumably meant to be like Louie Louie, but it doesn't quite sound the same. Hang on, I'll play it for both you and the audience.
Is it? Do they do it in like a minor key or something like that? Like they just like fuck it up?
It's just not the song I thought it was going to be.
It's not a parody of Louie Louie.
No. Because I was expecting like, Lube, Lube, get your car fixed up today.
God. So, I'm looking here, just trying to find out some more justice for the Lubemobile kid.
Yeah.
The hourly wage for an actor in Australia is $30. Or it's $37, but 90s, let's round that down.
Yeah, 30.
$30.
He says,
how many hours? He did an audition, so he probably didn't really technically work an hour.
He's owed $10.
But inflation, though, is important.
That's true, so let's call it 15.
Yeah.
We demand justice for the Lubemobile kid who deserves that $15.
Lubemobile should just Venmo him or whatever.
$15. We should start a Patreon for Lubemobile kid. The goal is $15 and the reward is justice.
Yeah, we're trying to get... Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey. This is Mia Marchant. This is Joel Dusha. In 2020, we learned about the plight of the Lubemobile kid. His name we can't.
There's like
remember.
A sad song playing behind us.
Yeah. It's a minor key version of Luby Luby.
Luby Luby Luby. We're looking for the $15 he was owed by the Lubemobile company in the year 1994 when he auditioned for the ad and they took his audio and used it. Thank you. Any little helps. Honestly,
hashtag justice for Lubemobile kid.
Justice for the Lubemobile kid. I wonder how many child actors we can find. Like, I just feel like so many of them were probably in the same position as the Lubemobile kid, owed small sums of money by larger corporations. You know, $10 here, $20 there.
Well,
it's sad.
I don't know if this is really. This seems like a lifelong pursuit that a lot of like child actors have already taken up, Jackson. I don't know if you're really the person to pursue this.
Are you yourself a child actor?
You ever heard of Macaulay Culkin, savior of all child actors, sort of?
If I find out about what happened to Macaulay Culkin, I'll explode. If the Lubemobile kid not getting $15 has put me in this spiral, I cannot find out about Macaulay Culkin. That is dangerous.
It's true. Never Google Macaulay Culkin's mom.
I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to find out. Some things I can't learn. I believe at least Roof Seal was in no position to get paid, you know?
Yeah,
that's good to know.
He's either he's a seal or animated.
Yeah. Do you remember when, speaking of the Roof Seal,
mm-hmm.
do you remember when clearly the Roof Seal company was going through some hard times? This is a very funny episode to have you on, Mia. I'm sorry we're talking about so many niche Australian
No. I love it. I love being a part of other cultures, learning about the world, the Roof Seal,
this is truly what
Cocoa
it means to be
Puffs monkey.
So
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
That's it. Skippy, there's a boy in the well. What are we going to do about it? So there was a period of time where the Roof Seal company clearly had like not as much money. Something was wrong for them.
Because, yeah, something terribly wrong.
Because they started animating the Roof Seal's classic line and some new dialogue, but clearly using old mouth movements in mm-hmm. whatever CGI they had for the Roof Seal.
Right.
Do you recall this, Dusha?
Yeah, I think I do.
Distort its mouth so it kind of looked like it was going blah, 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 and then it would be saying whatever the Roof Seal's new piece of dialogue was.
Yeah, which wasn't like, you know, maybe they changed the number. Maybe, oh, or was it an update so that it said the website?
It might have been, but it was just like, it was horrible. And then I remember they clearly got some money because they reanimated the Roof Seal, and I felt very happy for them.
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
I'm looking at the Roof Seal right now, and I wish that I wasn't. Everybody needs to, because like I was looking at images before, but he is truly horrifying to look at in motion.
It's truly
I can see what you're saying about his mouth. It's not okay.
Yeah, something went wrong with the CGI for the Roof Seal. But things have worked out clearly for the Roof Seal company now. So
well,
blossom,
or
you know?
Or yeah. Something went right, because we are talking about it how many years later.
That's true. Mm. Do I remember the number for Roof Seal? 377070. I don't know. No.
1300367070.
Yeah. There I remember it. Roof, roof.
Roof, roof. It worked.
It's called the. Sorry, our biggest mascots are the Lubemobile Kid, Roof Seal. America's got, I guess, big Captain America.
Yeah, sure.
We've got
Tony the Tiger, Ronald McDonald. Yeah.
Dickie Knee. Pluck a Duck.
Pluck a Duck?
Crocodile a Dundee, duck. Does he count? Kangaroo
no,
Jack. We already went over a lot of these in the last episode.
Pluck a Duck. Now, I remember seeing, so Pluck a Duck was a, he was on a terrible TV show called Hey Hey, It's Saturday. But also, and that ended in the 90s, then was brought back briefly in the 2010s, and they did blackface, and then it was rightfully cancelled once again.
Mm.
But I recently saw Pluck a Duck on an ad for KFC. Now, I don't know how that works. I don't know what is involved in purchasing an old mascot to put in your ads.
Can we buy an old one?
Well, I don't know, because...
Can
SansPants
Radio adapt, like... Can we buy the Lubemobile kit?
SansPants Radio, 50. And then he just has a P.O. box so people can send us presents or
whatever. Wait a minute. This article is called Pluck a Duck KFC Skateboarding Ad Sparks Controversy in Australia. Controversy? Oh. What controversy?
It depends if... Okay, so it could either be that they're using a mascot from a show that got axed for doing blackface multiple times. Could be controversy because it's using an animal that... is a duck to advertise chicken. It here, could be controversial because of like an ad reason, like as in wasn't paying the Pluck a Duck actor, or it was a stolen copyright image. There's a lot of things that could be fucked
well,
here.
Well, here's what. Here's the thing, is I can read the
I'm
article.
Excited.
So...
Yeah. You have that power, we do not.
I'm objecting to this ad, wrote one concerned parent to the Advertising Standards Bureau ASB, according to Ad News. As Pluck a Duck is a human dressed in a costume, and I think skateboarding on the road is dangerous, where a person can get killed if and when a car comes. The ad may have made it safe for him to do so. but the youngsters will go out and try to copy him as he is an icon for them. Pluck-a-Duck, nobody's copying anything that Pluck-a-Duck does. Come on.
Pluck-a-Duck is no icon for no child.
He does not look cool.
Big bird.
Pluck-a-Duck fucking rules. He's like a cool Big Bird. He's wearing a fucking shirt. Big Bird's got his fucking bird tits out.
Pluck-a-Duck wears a waistcoat.
Pluck-a-Duck wears a hat.
Yeah, he does. He's got like a little cap on.
Yeah.
He's got a weird shirt.
Before I met a friend of the network, well, by friend of the network, I mean person who was on the network, Andrew Levins, I saw him DJ at a festival, and all of the images on the side screens that he used was just Pluck-a-Duck.
That's great.
That was in like 2015.
Do you now want to skate down a highway knowing Pluck-a-Duck did it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's encouraged you.
I like that they're ignoring the fact that clearly Ad was meant to make you want to eat KFC, but instead everyone's worried it's going to make you want to skateboard.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is that KFC basically said, like, the scenes in the advertisement are so unrealistic, it's highly unlikely viewers will replicate or mimic Pluck-a-Duck's actions in real life. And the article ends by saying the reaction towards the Australian Ad Act as a measure between cultures, both geographically and socially, U.S. viewers used to the comparatively lax advertisement regulations would not bat an eye at this ad. What? Would you guys bat an eye at this ad? Would you be I think kids are in danger because this duck skateboarded down a hill where cars are.
My God. I just Googled Pluck-a-Duck and found a costume you can hire for $70, and it is the worst costume I have ever seen in my entire life.
Please.
I'm very excited
to see
the man's eyes, and it's bad. God. Yeah, for anyone who wants to play along, also I'm sending this to Cass because I'm not removing her from this group chat, so she'll get no...
That's fair. That's reasonable.
If you Google Pluck-a-Duck costume,
yeah,
it comes up. It's the second result.
Okay.
For $70, you can get this costume.
Oh,
and it is
no.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
His beak points downwards.
Why is it so blurry?
He's got huge eye holes where you can see a tired old man is clearly wearing the costume.
This was clearly taken on a cell phone in 2007.
Yeah.
That's sort of adding the aesthetic a little bit.
Is this the third or second result? Because the second result is also insane. The second result looks like somebody was like, all right, we got to take a photo of this brand new Pluck-a-Duck costume. And they're like, how are we going to take a photo? And they're like, okay, you stand there, I'm getting in a car. I'm going to take a photo of you at high speed, then Photoshop the background out completely. This is the most insane photo I've ever seen.
It's true. His feet are very blurry. You would think that like his feet, he's like wearing like Adidas or something. And they're like, oh, we have to blur that out. We didn't get the copyright.
Whoa. There are so many amazing photos here. Have you seen the photo of Tony Abbott hugging a Pluck-a-Duck that's dressed like a Nazi?
What the fuck? What the fuck? No.
If you go down on the same, if you search Pluck-a-Duck costume, there's a photo of Tony Abbott hugging Pluck-a-Duck, who's kind of dressed like a soldier, but he's also kind of got like a Nazi outfit on.
So we're just looking at image search, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wow. Have you found it?
No.
Tony Abbott's kind of looking at the camera, sort of eyeballing it in a really weird way.
I'm seeing what you're talking about.
It's very upsetting.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
So which one is more upsetting to you guys? The eyehole man Pluck-a-Duck or the Tony Abbott one?
They're both got so much strangeness to them. Who knew that if you search Pluck-a-Duck costume, every image is a nightmare?
And I encourage all of our listeners to do the same. Pluck-a-Duck costume, Google image search.
Whew. You're not going to find a wholesome image amongst it. You will find very rare 1996 Pluck-a-Duck jumper, Channel 9, Hey Hey It's Saturday, for $68 Australian on eBay. If you buy that, send it to the studio.
we'll then sell it or wear it. Sell photos of us wearing it. Donate our profits to the Lubemobile Kid.
Absolutely.
To get justice for the Lubemobile Kid.
The Lubemobile Kid was screwed out of his money by the greedy Lubemobile Company.
And by our calculations, it was roughly $15 Australian.
Absolutely. So swipe right on him if you find him on Tinder. and send him Venmo him $15 and say, I wish it was Lubemobile giving you this money, but alas, it's me. And I think he'll appreciate that.
And on basic on current conversion rates, because the Australian dollar's gone to shit, if you're an overseas listener, it's about $7 US and about £8.
That's what the Lubemobile kit is owed.
Okay, I assumed that it was a lot more. I assumed it was like $60, but okay, great.
Yeah.
No.
He's owed a McDonald's meal.
Yeah, like not enough to buy a family pack. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
You couldn't buy a pair of shorts with the money. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Mia Marchant.
Hashtag justice for the Lubemobile.
Yeah, and feel free to ask Lubemobile, have they paid Lubemobile kid? Because we'll retract our statements if they have. Just let us know.
If they have, yeah, absolutely.
The internet told us that they hadn't. So we agree with the internet and we believe it.
Where can we find you, Mia?
I'm on Twitter at Stop Tweeting Mia, or you guys can check out the Cynical Cartoons podcast, which is fun. That's it.
It sure is. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.